From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. The U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford flew into Iraq Tuesday to get an in-person assessment of the ongoing fight against Islamic State militants. Dunford told reporters traveling with him on his first visit to Iraq that Iraqi officials have assured him that they have not asked Russia to join the group of nations conducting airstrikes there. Russian forces have been bombing in Syria for the past 3 weeks in a campaign they say includes a focus on terrorists, but have been criticized by the U.S. and others. Meanwhile, Russian airstrikes, as we've mentioned, have killed dozens of people in a Syrian coastal province, including a rebel commander who formerly served in President Bashar al-Assad's army, according to activists Tuesday. The activists said the airstrikes began Monday afternoon and lasted several hours. Several people were wounded. It was considered one of the deadliest incidents since Russia began aerial attacks 3 weeks ago. Meanwhile, the local coordination committees said 57 people were killed in the province on Monday. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was due to begin a snap visit Tuesday to try to stem Israeli-Palestinian violence. This is the UN Secretary General.
I'm dismayed, as we all should be, when I see young people, children, picking up weapons and seeking to kill. Let me be clear. Violence will only undermine the legitimate Palestinian aspirations for statehood and the longing of Israelis for security.
Israelis say Mr. Ban would meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later in the day. VOA News.